This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Senate yesterday overwhelmingly approved one of the most significant pieces of post-September 11th legislation, a bill to create a new Department of Homeland Security. The vote was 90 in favor, 9 against. President Bush is expected to sign the measure soon to begin the largest government reorganization in half a century. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott and several other Republicans yesterday stood at the Capitol beneath the portraits of former Presidents Ronald Reagan and George Bush. They were trying to reach the current president on his way to a NATO summit in Prague.
Go ahead. Senator
Lott, this is the operator on Air Force One, sir. Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine. I'm here with our entire Senate Republican leadership, anxious to speak to the president.
Anxious because the Senate had just defeated a Democratic amendment clearing the way for final passage of the Homeland Security bill. Lott told President Bush he would soon have the authority the president says he needs to help protect the nation against more terrorist attacks. The legislation merges about 24 government programs and agencies. They include the Immigration and Naturalization Service, the Coast Guard, the Customs Service, the new Transportation Security Administration, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Lott admitted it will be a huge undertaking.
You're talking about bringing together 170,000 people and trying to cut out the duplication, the competition, the overlapping, getting more streamlined organization.
He said it will take months for the new agency to be up and running. That's one reason he pushed so hard to defeat a Democratic amendment to delete what Democrats said were special interest provisions. Lott said any change in the bill would require further negotiations with the House and delay final passage for a month or more. The controversial items included provisions favoring pharmaceutical companies and corporations that move offshore to avoid U.S. taxes. To win enough votes to defeat the amendment, Republican leaders in the White House promised wavering senators they would change some of the provisions early next year. The amendment was defeated by a vote of 52 to 47. Despite partisan differences over details in the bill, there's always been broad bipartisan support for a new agency. Connecticut Democrat Joseph Lieberman was an original sponsor.
This is an agency that has been created in reaction to a crisis and an urgent need, which is to organize our homeland defenses in a way the American people have never before had to do.
He said the department will not only combine existing programs, but will include a new central office to pull together and analyze threat information, including intelligence gathered by the CIA and the FBI.
And that's going to help our government see the terrorist threats before they attack and therefore to stop them.
But there are a lot of questions about just how this and other programs in the new agency will work. Democrats said they're wary about what powers the administration will assume in the name of fighting terrorism. New York Democrat Hillary Clinton questioned whether enough funds will be provided for homeland security efforts, especially those involving local police, fire, and emergency responders.
I am concerned that Americans will believe that because we have passed this bill, our nation is safer.
But in the end, most Democrats gave their support. Before casting a vote for the bill, Majority Leader Tom Daschle said he had no doubt that Congress will be back next year trying to address some of its shortcomings. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.